Cinematique is bringing a Spike Lee adaptation of Aristophanes' Lysistrata to Thalian Hall later this month. Lee sets his modern adaptation in the midst of Chicagoland gang warfare, and it is actually a fitting microcosm for Aristophanes' 2,400-year-old comedy about the ongoing war between Athens and Sparta. The women of Athens decide that they are going to withhold any pleasurable or procreative activities until the men make peace with Sparta and end the war. On the one hand, you have a very raunchy, funny, titillating comedy about the ultimate battle between the sexes, but as with much comedy, the world's first truly famous comedic writer approaches weighty topics. Power. How do we even define it? Let alone who holds it? Or who wields it? What is peace? What does it really look like? And what is endless war? I would say that these questions are not just as pertinent today as they were in 411 BC, but that they are actually at the root of the rhetoric of our current political season. Among the many questions we are faced with right now includes also whether or not women, half the world's population, are actually human and therefore deserving of equal recognition and voice in society. If the answer to that question is yes, then we are faced with the even more frightening question of what did that really look like and what might need to occur to make that happen. Indeed, it's not a new question if Aristophanes explored it over 2,000 years ago, but just that length of time leads one to ponder what exactly is so frightening. Or perhaps that's the wrong question altogether. In Lysistrata, our playwright puts forth the hypothesis that however strong the motivators of fear and hate are, that desire and greed are actually greater. By the time the show opens, Athens and Sparta are 20 years into a war. That's a whole generation who have never known life without war. Fear and hatred would seem rife. But what motivates the characters in the show to pursue peace is not peace for the sake of a peaceful life. They're at war, so their interest is a total victory, not a compromise. The women of Athens, however, are prepared to settle for a compromise if it will end the war, and rather than tackle it head on, they use lust, desire, and that great motivator, obsession. Obsession with the one thing you can't have, which becomes the only thing you can think about. Power, greed, desire, they take on many forms, but they are still at the root of how we act as people. So maybe some of the questions we might start with is, what would our world look like if our best interests were put ahead of our basest? And are we really ready yet for a serious conversation about that? Or do we still need to cloak discussion in humor? Because it's hard to take seriously the idea that in a world populated by over 7.4 billion people, there might be more than one viewpoint.